My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Saturday night, sat down in the Bro Cave, was watching some of the highlights or lack thereof from the South Carolina Ole Miss game. And I found myself a bit conflicted because I recognized that I was really running in circles mentally to try to justify what I watched. I realized I was running in a bunch of circles mentally trying to come up with excuses. That's what I was doing. I was coming up with, Ole Miss was top five in the country. And I said, wait a minute, Rob, you've been saying since week one that Jackson Dart ain't the guy and you don't think that Ole Miss is that good. You've been saying that, Rob Brown, to yourself. You've been saying that. Then I thought, well, you know, it's SEC ball, right? But competitive. The whole premise of the SEC being the SEC is that it's competitive. You just got your asses whipped.
Did you tell yourself about the fake injuries that was hurting momentum?
Listen, you lost 27-3.
Oh, no, I agree. But right? When you're talking to yourself, do you throw that in there?
Oh, for
too?
Sure. Listen, okay, We're gonna cook the Rebels for this weak-ass BS they're pulling with this, too. Well, they have 11 stoppages for injuries, including one guy four times? Was it three or four times? J.J. Pegues, the fullback-slash-defensive-tackle-slash-Hulk that they have back there. That dude went down like three times. The week after in the Kentucky game, they literally had a camera angle on the running, I think it was a running back, from the back. The camera angle was from behind the offensive line, and you see him standing up just fine, looking at the sideline, then falling on the ground like he got shot by a World War II era sniper. And then as soon as the whistle blows, pops right back up, heads to the sideline. It's like, come on, Lane, come on. Now, again, Ole Miss fans are going to justify, is it against the rules? Nope. And that's got to get fixed. And we'll come to that. There were some things I didn't love, but you got your butts whipped. And not like a little, right? And there was a lot to. Number one, you had an extra week to prepare for this game. And I don't even know what the offensive game plan was. Was it get Rocket going because you didn't? Was it work Raheem or is it work Lenoris into comfort by starting with the basic throws and then working outward? Because I didn't see that. Like, what was the game plan offensively for this game? Ordinarily in the first half, working or not, I can go, okay, here's what they came in wanting to do. Here were the objectives. Here were the things they wanted to accomplish. What was it Saturday for South Carolina? What were the objectives? What was the game plan? What were we going for there? Because I got nothing. I can't tell you what the plan was for that. Defensively, your defensive line was okay. Like, did it stand out? Not to me, it didn't. And then, as I'm sitting there trying to figure out why, there's a moment in this game, and the moment in this game came from Dylan Stewart. You all already know where I'm going. There's a moment in this game where Dylan Stewart gets a sack, and as he rolls over the top of Jackson Dart, he comes up, and he fake empties a clip out of a gun into Jackson Dart standing over him. Now, we made a joke last week, and we had some fun with it, about the fact that, you know, over in the NFL, Alan Lazard did the pew 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 finger guns, and we listened to a podcast where the two dudes were like, isn't that hilarious that they do that, and the Patriots have a literal firing squad as their celebration, and the Buccaneers fire an actual cannon, but Alan Lazard's finger? I am gonna say this, and put the jokes aside for a minute. We can all agree that Alan Lazard going pew pew two finger guns at the first down marker is different than a defensive tackle standing over a downed quarterback, cocking and emptying an assault rifle into him, right? There's a difference there, right? Like, we all know that.
Blame those daggum video games.
Blame whatever you want. It's stupid as hell. And you know it's stupid as hell because here's the thing. That's about the fifth time that has happened in college football this year, and it's been called every time. Every time. You go back to week one, LSU. I forget the kid's name, but the defensive back for LSU. USC is going on what would turn into a game-winning drive. LSU comes up with a great play, defensive back of the end zone, knocks down a ball, and he comes up, and he pulls up a gun, and he shoots the USC wide receiver. Bow, bow, bow. 15 yards. They had a guy in the Minnesota game, USC-Minnesota this weekend. So he pulled out a katana, anime dork style, and he slashed the other team. 15 yards. It's not that hard.
Wait. You can't even use swords?
Can't even use swords. Okay. What's this world coming to?
I'm so surprised people knew what that was. So, okay.
Like, you can't do that, man.
So Zorro.
No, Zorro's a rapier.
True.
Katana's different.
You can still do a Zorro cut with a katana.
No, you cannot.
You can. Yeah, you can.
No, because the change in direction, you have to change the whole direction of the sword.
I'm talking about a different Zorro. That's okay.
What Zorro are you talking about?
It's from anime.
No. There is one Zorro. He is the masked man.
That's not true.
No, there's one Zorro. No. There's one Zorro.
There's Roanoa Zorro, who is the greatest swordsman of all time.
Yeah, no, so. Zorro, for sure. Black mask, black hat. Black suit, cape, had a horse. Yep. That's Zorro, greatest swordsman of all time.
Ask someone under 20 who Zorro is, they're going to say.
Well, then kids are dumb. What do you want me to say? There's one Zorro. If I say Zorro, everyone is going to go with the Z.
I wouldn't say everyone.
Everyone.
I would not say everyone.
Everyone. And if you don't do the Zorro Z, you're bad at this. All right? Now, back to South Carolina. I don't care if you do it with a katana or a rapier or a machine gun or a cannon or artillery. You can't point a fake weapon at the other team. Like this. So when I was... Oh, and by the way, can we get to the most important part of this conversation? You were losing, what was it, 24 to nothing at that point? Like, maybe that's not the time. Maybe that's not the point. Now, am I all that upset at Dylan Stewart? Yes, that's real dumb. But let's also be clear. I absolutely pin that on coaching staffs, right? If somebody does something that is new, dumb, and exciting, you go, all right, well, who knew, right? Like, who knew? That has been called five times and penalized five times in college football. This year. 5 for 5. It is the only penalty in college football that is being called at a 100% clip this year. Every time. And so if I got a team down 24-0, by the way, right? This isn't a 3-3 field position battle where every sack can reset the field. This is a game that you are already getting your rear ends served to you. And you have zero momentum. None. Not at all. There's no like, oh, you know, just they can just pop one big play. They're right. No, there was the hope out of the building at this. You're cooked and you're doing this. Now, this individual incident, whatever, dude, not the end of the world. If this happens and you're up 27-0, I'm probably like, all right, it's dumb, but whatever, right? You're whooping their ass. You're done. Who cares? Whatever. Game's over. But it was the opposite of that. You were getting smoked at that. So the reason that this aggravates me is it speaks. And if any of you think that I'm being outrageous over the top, going too far, phone lines open, 844-326-3663. Text lines open, 71-307. Start your text with fan. If any of you think that I'm being exaggerative here, please LMK. Hit me up. Let me know. But when you're down that much and you do that, oh, and by the way, in case you weren't watching because you tuned out at that point, Lonzo, he got that penalty. And then literally like 2 minutes later, he tackled Matt Jones for a loss and he got up and did it again. He did it again. He got 15 yards in an auto first down for the quarterback. Then like 2 minutes later, he gets a TFL on the running back. Now, he didn't point it at the Ole Miss player this time. So, okay, it's a learning experience. But he got up and he pump shocked, racked and shot a shotgun three times. Here's what I'm saying. This is the most in 3 years that I've ever looked at this team and went, it's not that this team is bad. It's that this team's got no damn discipline to it at all. None. I got missed assignments. I got guys losing their minds. I got guys out here murdering Jackson Dart and then three plays later doing it again, right? This team has a complete and total lack of toughness between the ears. I can't win with that. I can't win with that. It is the first time since he arrived on campus that I'm looking and going, unless I...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See some, like, serious growth out of this team. And, oh, by the way, Bama's about to drop a 50 on you this week. I'm just going to prepare you now. I've never said it before, and I hope I'll never say it again. Gamecock fans, it is not worth watching this game this weekend. Find something better to do with your time, because Bama's going to beat the dog you-know-what out of you. This is the first time since he showed up I am actively and openly questioning Shane Beamer right now. I don't think he's got it, because if you had the extra week to prepare, and you know how big that game was, and that's what rolled up on the field on Saturday, it's not good enough. It's just not good enough. Gamecock fans deserve better than what we saw on Saturday. That's not, you didn't play Georgia. You didn't play Alabama. Well, Vanderbilt beat Alabama, so maybe not the best example. You didn't play Ohio State. You didn't play Oregon. You played Ole Miss. One of the two teams I said in the top 10 were overrated. Ole Miss and Mizzou. Mizzou lost, by the way, as well. So, you know, again, nailed it. And that's what you rolled up with an extra week to prep. That's what you rolled out there. First time ever, I'm actively questioning Shane Beamer. It's so weird, because everything before the bye felt real good. And for me, anyway, Lonzo's not giving up. He's hanging on, and I respect it. For me, it's all crashed down. It's not that you lost. I said last Friday, losing is what it is. Be competitive. You lose, you lost to a top 10 team. Be competitive. You lose, you lost to a team that's got a ton of talent. Be competitive. You lose to arguably the best offensive mind in the Southeastern Conference. Just be competitive. South Carolina was never competitive. There was never a point. And it would be one thing if you played an SEC game last week. It'd be one thing if you played Kentucky last week. You played LSU last week. It'd be one thing if you played a tough game last week and then you came into this one. But you had a bye week last week. And you had Akron the week before that. It has been 3 weeks since you played a game that was quality enough that I would go, you know what, it's understandable.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you picked them lose.
I didn't pick them to lose.
Okay.
I picked them to cover. You had 9.5 points to play with. I needed you inside of two scores. And again, I would even say I have seen games before where a team loses by 10 or 12 or 14, but they were competitive. At what point in that game, and I'm talking, take it back to the first 3 minutes. At what point in that game, if you were watching it, did you go, we're a big play away? We're right there. We're a big play. There was never a point where I felt like you were third. You had like one Rocket Sanders good run where I'm like, okay, establish the run. Didn't do that. I got Lenora Sellers missing some shots here and there. And again, I did this say to myself over and over, the man is a first-year QB1. He had limited experience last year. He's a first-year QB1. I am treating Lenore Sellers as a freshman. But here's the other issue, and this is the big thing as it goes with the Gamecocks that I'm leaning on. Is there anybody on that football team right now, great one? Sincere question. I'm not making an accusation or anything. Genuine question. Is there anyone on that football team? Lenore Sellers, Rocket Sanders, anyone across the offensive line? And a Gamecock fans out there in the Armada, I'll ask you as well. Is there anybody on that football team that you look at and you go, that player is clearly better in week six than they were in week one? Did Lenore Sellers look better to you in week six against Ole Miss than he did in week one? Because he didn't to me.
Well, he didn't. He didn't exactly have 6 weeks because he got hurt. He was coming off of injury. Well, probably still dinged up pretty.
I mean, maybe. You know. Did he look like mentally he was sharper? Like he understands or sees the field better than he did back in week one? Because he doesn't to me. Forget the physical attributes. Let's just talk about as a quarterback. Does he look like he saw things better, like he processed things better? Didn't he? Does Rocket Sanders look like a more polished running back from week one to week six? Doesn't to me. Very physically gifted. Hits holes and cuts through them as quickly as anybody else. But I also don't see that polish on a running back that I need to be an SEC standout. I don't see it. Is that offensive line? Remember, that was a big question coming into this year. Offensive line on paper, better. Did that offensive offensive line look better against Ole Miss than they did back in week one? Not to me. The only position I could say has gotten better is the defensive line. Defensive line's been good. Problem is, your defensive backs are getting beat so quickly, your defensive line is being done. Usually it's what? Usually it's the defensive backs being made to look better because the defensive line gets to the quarterback and makes him make a decision rapidly before your DBs can be dragged out of spots. Your DBs are getting dragged out of spots before your defensive line can make a difference, and your defensive line's good. I don't know what to tell you. This team does not look better in week six than they did in week one. And that is where my questioning of and concern for Shane Beamer is coming from.
But they looked better in the Kentucky game than they did in week one. So this is more of a regression.
I don't disagree. But here's the thing. This is how I said it earlier.
They looked really good against Akron. And I'm just going to say again, this is the first bad game. LSU, we both have said many times, they should have won that game. That was a good game for them. This is their first bad game. And he's jumping. It was like, head first, I'm out of here.
I don't disagree. It is not the loss. It's not the loss. It's the constant state of regression. It just feels like every time you take two steps forward, you take three back.
Are you bailing on Alabama because they lost to Vandy?
No.
Why?
I'm not.
Why?
Because of Georgia.
Yeah, but it was one bad game. They had one bad game.
Am I bailing on Alabama? I feel a hell of a lot less confident in my pick that Bama's going back to a natty this year. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what Kalen DeBoer has that Nick Saban doesn't? That Shane Beamer doesn't? A very long track record of success with games like this sprinkled in. The problem is, what I saw this Saturday is a hallmark.
Not at Alabama.
Correct. But over the course of his career, forget, just say about Shane Beamer in general. You can't, because he doesn't have any sort of track record other than South Carolina. Just playing track record. It's like every time South Carolina feels like they finally got footing, they fall down and land on their face again. And if you want to, but here's the thing, Alabama could stink up the field the rest of the season, and they're still going to have a top five, top six recruiting class. They're still going to be one of the hottest transfer destinations if they want to be. They're still going to be all those things because they have built something there. If South Carolina falls flat on their face and they only win another game or two this year, all the goodwill that's been building up right back down the crapper.
See, you're saying all that, but one thing that Alabama had was Nick Saban. No Nick Saban, and if you have another loss like this, there are some recruits who are going to go, I'm not going there because this is not the Alabama that they used to be.
If Alabama loses all but two more games, the recruiting class is still five times better than South Carolina's if South Carolina wins all their games. The margin of error, you cannot, you personally, yeah, and I don't ever speak to you personally.
Sometimes.
Okay, sometimes I do. You personally cannot look at South Carolina and Alabama as if those are two programs on equal footing. They're just not. They're just not. It's like looking at Iowa State and Ohio State and being like, oh, you know, if Ohio State, okay, they're different worlds.
I'm looking at one program that could be on decline and the other one that's exactly where people thought they would be at
right,
this point.
But it's, no, because I thought they'd be like this on the rise, on the way up.
Did you?
Yes.
What was your predicted record for the end of the season?
7-5.
Still could happen.
No, not if they're going to do that. And by the way, you said earlier, first bad game. No, it wasn't. I stand on the Old Dominion game was a bad game. They won.
They won the game.
But that's a bad game.
It was the very first game with a brand new sort of quarterback and everyone. Well,
can you play a booty cheeks game and still win?
Absolutely.
There you go. That's all I'm saying. They played booty cheeks against ODU and they won the game. They played booty cheeks against Ole Miss and they got kicked into booty cheeks. That is what it is. And for the first time Saturday night, after thinking about that game, looking at that game, I looked at it and went, every time you take a step forward, you take two back.
What's Alabama's record?
Stop focusing on Alabama.
No, I was just curious.
Stop focusing on Alabama.
What is the record?
Focus on the team we're talking about.
I don't know the record.
They lost the game after they beat an undefeated number one in the country, two out of the last three natties, Georgia team.
Okay, I was just curious.
South Carolina lost to Ole Miss. You putting Ole Miss and Georgia on the same plane?
I don't.
Hell no.
So it's talking about the decline of one team and another team that's about where everyone thought they would be.
They're not, though. I expect an upward trajectory. I'm not getting it. I got to step back. Texas Tech Carolina was hot garbage on Saturday. We got the team that played Old Dominion, not the team that competed with LSU. Texas Tech Gamecock fan, Carolina had the hardest game of all during bye week. The mental game of staying locked in and focused. Welcome to Carolina football. Texas said South Carolina is a poorly coached team, little league offense when the quarterback has the most rushing attempts. I agree with all of them.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.